From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The bill to reopen the United States federal government has been signed by President Donald Trump. The House of Representatives passed its version of the two-year budget deal that will provide funding for defense and domestic programs at the urging of Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House.
Republicans will deliver more than our share of votes this morning. I urge my friends in the minority to stand with us on this bipartisan bill.
The 240 to 186 House vote came a few hours after the Senate cleared the legislation with wide bipartisan support. The U.S. government was shut down briefly after midnight Friday when Congress missed a deadline to renew the federal government's funding. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has declared the 2018 Winter Olympic Games open, this amid extraordinary unity between Koreas. A North Korean government delegation, including Kim Yo-jong, the sister and senior advisor of the North Korean leader, is in South Korea to attend the opening ceremony of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. She's the first member of North Korea's ruling family to visit the South since the Korean War, and she was seen shaking hands with President Moon Jae-in. Also in Pyeongchang, athletes from South and North Korea marched behind the blue and white Korean unification flag. Won Yun-jung, a bobsledder from the South, and North Korea's Hwang Chung-gum from the joint Korean women's ice hockey team led the contingent at the Olympic Stadium. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said the United States is not trying to get involved in the Syrian civil war. This after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed about 100 pro-government soldiers. Pro-government forces attacked Syrian Democratic Forces, or the SDF, headquarters near Deir el-Zor in Syria on Wednesday, but later retreated after the U.S.-led coalition knocked out their artillery and two tanks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Pyeongchang, South Korea, to attend the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics. Earlier on Friday, Pence met with North Korean defectors, including some who had been tortured and abused by the North. Pence was joined at the meeting by the father of an American college student, Otto Warmbrier, who died last year just days after his release from captivity in the North.
Fred Warmbrier and his family have told the story of their wonderful son, Otto Warmbrier, who was imprisoned in North Korea and released in such a condition that by the time he made it home, he would pass away. Fred is now a great champion for the North from which you fled and the freedom of the people there.
On Thursday, Pence told South Korean President Moon Jae-in that Washington will continue to ratchet up pressure on North Korea until they abandon their nuclear weapons program. The European Union's Brexit negotiator says major differences still remain over whether Britain should be obliged to respect all EU rules and obligations during a transition period after Brexit. EU negotiator Michael Barnier told reporters on Friday that if these disagreements persist, the transition is not a given. Barnier underlined that England must also accept the inescapable consequences of its decision to leave the European Union. A developing story out of Libya. At least one person is dead and dozens wounded by a twin bombing inside a mosque in the eastern city of Benghazi on Friday, medics said. The blasts took place during Friday prayers. The device appears to have been activated remotely using a cell phone, one military source said. Police in Bangladesh are bracing for more protests in the capital, Dhaka, following the sentencing of the former prime minister to 5 years in jail on corruption charges. Thousands of supporters of Khaleda Zia rallied outside the court before clashing with police following her sentencing on Thursday. The court found her guilty of embezzling money from a trust fund dedicated to an orphanage, a charge she has consistently dismissed as politically motivated, and she's expected to appeal the verdict. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.